Americans on TikTok say goodbye to their personal Chinese spy in viral videos. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 15, 2025. American TikTok users are saying goodbye to their personal Chinese spy in viral videos trending on the Chinese social media platform mocking the app's potential ban in the United States this Sunday. "I want to speak directly to the Chinese spy who's been watching over me," one U.S. TikTok user said in a viral video, before reminiscing on all the different types of content he has seen on the Chinese app over the years. Watch below. "I just have a quick message for my personal Chinese spy who's been spying on me through this app for 5 years. And now that the app is getting banned, we'll no longer be able to," another American TikTok user said, before adding in Chinese, "Thank you, bye-bye, I love you. You're my bestie." A third US TikTok user posted a video, quipping, "To my Chinese spy, thank you for your service. I just know it was you looking out for me and sending me those tarot readers telling me that he was no good for me. And the fact that you introduced me to hot men chopping wood on TikTok means you know better than I know myself. And so I trust you with all my data," the American TikTok user added. Other videos posted to the platform feature Chinese TikTok users pretending to be American TikTok users' personal Chinese spy, sharing their farewell messages. "Hello, guys. This is your Chinese spy speaking. I want to post this video before it's too late," one Chinese TikTok user says in a viral video, adding, "It is a great honor to spy on you for the last few years. I wish you all have a great life in the future. Watch below." The Chinese TikTok user then gave advice to the US TikTok user he claimed to be spying on, adding, "Laura from California, you shouldn't drink that much Coca-Cola, it is bad for your health. And Peter from New York, your mama loves you, you shouldn't treat her like that, okay?" he continued. And to Stephanie from Texas, "Don't send your nude picture to the guy called Marvin. He's a fuckboy, he's talking to other girls as well. Nice tits, by the way." Another Chinese TikTok user posted a video, saying, "I'm your personal Chinese spy. I've been spying on you for the past 5 years. We did a great job. It was a wonderful experience, and it's time to say goodbye. I'm gonna miss you, my friend." Heidi from Monterey, "You shouldn't drink that much alcohol. It's bad for your health. More, you shouldn't dance on your balcony in your white nightgown. It's bad for other people's health," a third Chinese TikTok user said in a video. Stan from LA, "You shouldn't watch porn every day. It's bad for your health, and you can find yourself a girlfriend. It's not that difficult," she continued, adding, "Sophia from New York, you shouldn't treat your mother like that. Being a single mother is very difficult. She's just tired, and loves you deeply. Steve from Texas, don't quit your job. Your mortgage hasn't been paid off yet, and it's difficult for you to find another one," the Chinese TikTok user added. Belle from California, "Don't cry for your ex-boyfriend. He isn't worthy of your love and the tears. There is good man in the future for you." As Breitbart News reported, China's TikTok is preparing to shut down its app down for American users on Sunday, when the U.S. sell or ban legislation is set to go into effect. The sell or ban law requires TikTok's parent company, Beijing-based ByteDance, to divest its stake in the app or be banned in the United States on January 19. The Chinese app now faces a ban this Sunday, as ByteDance never sold its stake. The legislation has been supported by U.S. lawmakers on both sides of aisle, who say TikTok being under control by the Chinese government gives the Chinese Communist Party the ability to spy on Americans and spread propaganda. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.